February 27th. We're starting at 1:44 p.m. today. We're going to have a public hearing on House Bill 2547. I'd like to call Mr. Elliker, Ms. Byerly up, please. Thank you. And just please identify yourself in whichever order you want to go in.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I didn't hear that, Representative Boakley.
I didn't know we were talking about wolves today.
I don't Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Roy Elliker, the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife Deputy Director. On my right, Lori Byerly, Deputy Director for Administration for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. I've handed out some testimony, Mr. Chair, regarding this bill that I just wanted to cover briefly with the committee and then answer questions. We've done a financial analysis of this bill as it looks to us right now and wanted to share that with the committee. Currently, as you're well aware, we do have a program where veterans with 25% or more disability do receive free hunting and fishing licenses from the department and a reduction on their elk tag fee. We estimate right now that the active participation in that program is about 5,000 a year. Now, we've issued many more licenses than that, but it's hard to say how many of those are active. People are hunting and fishing with those. That number 5,000 is derived from those disabled veterans that are going to turn around getting an elk tag, a deer tag, an angling harvest tag, or something that we're seeing they're in the system and using their hunting and fishing privileges. So we figure right now at that, it's about $265,000 a year, or about $500,000, a little more than half a million dollar a biennium to the department in revenue that doesn't come in now. If you go to page 2, we'll lay out kind of an estimated, if we reduce that 25% disabled number and we reduced it as what the bill calls for down to a 10% level, we have a table there that really kind of lays out the impacts. I'm going to let Lori Byerly go through that with you quickly.
Good afternoon, Chair and members of the committee. For the record, I'm Lori Byerly from the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. What we did is we got some numbers from the Department of Veterans Affairs that indicated in that new group between the 25 and 10%, there was about 14,000 eligible participants. We took the same percentage that currently participate in the program and applied it to that group and came up with about 3,000 folks we thought might fall into the new category that might want to participate in the program and get a free license. Based on that number, we also looked at activity under the waterfowl stamp program and the upland bird stamp program and the elk tag program to determine what level of participation we might see there, and then calculated what sort of revenue we would lose based on that participation. If you look in the table, the item value line is what we lose in terms of those participants. A combination license currently is $43.75. A waterfowl stamp is $9. An upland bird stamp is $6.50. And the part of the elk tag that those participants are not paying is worth $16.50. So we looked at that calculation, ran some numbers, and came up with about direct revenue impact of about $173,000 annually. In addition, we receive federal funding that's matched on those other funds' revenues when we get revenue in from those license fees. So there is a federal fund component that we lose when we offer the free licenses. We calculated that at about $25,000 a year. So altogether, from a biennial standpoint, we're talking about almost $400,000 we believe is a potential loss in our revenue stream.
Questions? Anybody? Yes.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Chair. Roy, we're assuming then that these people are already hunting right now. Is that our assumption? Or are we thinking there'll be an expansion? If this were offered, more people would hunt, and then there'd be more tags issued out, and of course they'd be buying the tags and things like that. Or the assumption is based on these numbers of these people are already hunting, they're already doing it, and so it's going to be a direct revenue loss versus a combination gain.
Chair Barker, Representative Boakley. The assumption we made was basically on the same level of participation as currently. We recognize there are a lot of variables we can't calculate. We don't know for sure what the complement of those folks are already hunting and fishing. I would guess that out of that group, we may see a higher percentage of folks that are actually currently participating than participate in the 25% and greater group. You may have a more active group in that other segment. So our estimate where we use the comparison to the other group may actually be kind of conservative. So we are making some assumptions about that. They are folks that would want to participate enough in the program that they'd be willing to pay if it weren't for the free program. So that is correct. But the only way we really could find out about that is if we were able to compare records, veterans records, against our database, which isn't something we can really do. So we had to make some assumptions, come up with an estimate.
Sure, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any further questions? Thank you very much. Don Phillips, please.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Don Phillips, Chief of Staff for State Representative Jerry Crummell, House District 26. Unfortunately, the good representative was out of town today. He would have loved to have been here to talk a little bit about the bill. I like to brag about the boss when he's not here, though, and I will tell you that he's had a family member in every conflict since the American Revolution through Desert Storm. His father was in the U.S. Army Air Corps. His mother was even in the Army Nurse Corps as a second lieutenant before she retired, and his brother's a retired colonel in the Air Force after 24 years. So veterans are a big part of his family, and this bill was important to him, and it actually came from a constituent. As you know from past experience, we have the 25% on the books right now. This idea came from a constituent from Aloha who's 64 years old. He was honorably discharged from Vietnam in 1967, and he was granted a 20% disability. The VA's rating system apparently goes in 10% increments, 10% disability, 20%, 30%, and so on. And so it seemed a little off to be at 25%, and he felt like, hey, I'm at 20%, why don't I qualify? And so he said, look, let's see if we can fix this and move everybody down to 10%. I mean, we'd be happy if we could get it at 20%, at least a few more folks would be able to get these free licenses and tags. Apparently, this has become a pretty popular program in the last couple of years. They've seen growth of about 1,000 new folks signing up for these licenses from 2001 to the present. Oregon's disabled veterans do have a vested interest in these laws, and it's important that we do try to address the inconsistencies between the federal VA disabled designation and what our state law is aligned with. And there are also some inconsistencies with this policy versus some other state benefits that disabled veterans get. For example, you can get a disabled veteran's license plate from DMV for no extra charge. Doesn't matter if you're 10% or 20% disabled. You just pay the regular license fee. Another example is in state parks. If you're a disabled veteran, you can stay at a state park campsite for up to 10 days in any given month for free. It doesn't matter what percentage you are disabled. All you need is a letter from the VA showing that you have a service-connected disability for either the license plate or the state park. And I'm sure there's other programs out there that I'm not aware of, and maybe some of the other folks who are here today can speak to those. What we'd like to do is see some kind of flexibility in this law so it is aligned with that percentage disability at the 10%, 20%, something in that range instead of being at 25%. It will also ensure that Oregon veterans who are classified will get the benefit of a free hunting or a fishing license, and we think that that's just a small gesture for to honor our disabled veterans, and it's something that is well-deserved for all the service that they've given to our country. And if you have any questions, I'll be happy to try and answer them.
Thank you. Any questions? I wish Representative Crummell was here. Just after hearing the department come up and talk about the loss, that's not a department that's flush with money.
Right.
I'm just a little concerned about that, mm-hmm. that question. I think they made a good point there. So, Representative Cowan? You don't need to respond to that, I guess.
I guess the only thing, Mr. Chairman, that I would respond to is this committee did some great work last session with House Bill 3504 in looking at giving active duty military and retired within 1 year the benefit of free hunting and fishing licenses. And to cover that lost revenue, they got reimbursed from the Oregon Military Department, as I understand. Maybe that's something we could look at as an amendment to try and ease some of the financial pain.
Thank you. Representative Cowan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think you made reference at some point to a difference between the state and the federal designation, but forgive me, I'm not sure what you were referring to.
Chair Barker and Representative Cowan, the federal VA disability ratings, the way that they rate your level of disability, goes in increments of 10%. So 10%, 20% disabled, 30%, and on up. The state doesn't have a rating system, but sometimes in the statute it'll say these benefits are available to veterans who have X percentage of disability as recognized by the VA. And since 25% doesn't really fall in line with the way the VA does it, we want to try and give that some more consistency.
I understand. Sorry.
That's fine.
Any further questions?
Mr. Chair, I just have a comment on the last issue that she raised. And last session we looked at the hunting and fishing licenses for the National Guard and the active duty people, retirees coming off for 1 year, and Ways and Means was gracious enough to fund that downstairs. However, the mechanism for that when it left veterans was that the concept was in conjunction with working with Department of Fish and Wildlife. And frankly, when they passed it over to the military department, we created more bureaucracy than I think we probably should have in that program.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Phillips.
Thanks.
Mr. McDonald.
My name is Matt McDonald. I represent the United Veterans of Oregon. 2 years ago, they took a survey overseas of our soldiers, sailors, and Marines, airmen, and the number one thing they were interested in is getting a hunting and fishing license. Having a 10% disability means that service-connected means that that person has been injured while on active duty in the armed forces. A hunting and fishing license is not the end of cost to hunt and fish in the state of Oregon. Every time I fish for salmon, I pay a salmon tag. Every time I fish for halibut, I pay a halibut tag. If I want to go clamming, I got to pay a clamming tag. If I go hunting, I got a small for grouse or pheasant, I got to pay a tag. If I go deer hunting, I got to pay a tag. If you allow the 10% disability, this bill to go through, you'll have an incentive for young people to hunt and fish in the state of Oregon. I think you will get more hunting and fishing personnel with a free tag to hunt and fish than you have at the present time. They're going to have to buy the tags, so what it actually is, it's a gain for the Hunting and Fishing Commission, not a loss. And 10% disability and giving them free tags is a small price to pay for people who join the armed forces, spend two more years of their life for this country, and are injured while serving in this country, and we come back and we say we can't give them a hunting and fishing license in the state of Oregon. They've been injured in line serving our country and our state. I think this should pass, and it should be a due pass. And if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Any questions? Thank you. Is there anybody else here to testify on that today? Close the public hearing on 2547 and open a public hearing on 2630. Mr. Keller.
House Bill 2630 permits a state employee or state officer to authorize deduction from salary or wages for the Oregon Veterans Home Account.
Okay. Mr. O'Reilly?
My name is Kevin O'Reilly. I'm here today representing the Oregon Paralyzed Veterans of America. And we feel that House Bill 2630 is a fantastic bill. Personally, I'm a little surprised something like this hasn't been done long before. and we believe that this would greatly benefit our elderly veterans and is long overdue method of receiving donations for our state's veterans' home. And if I can answer any questions, I'll be more than happy to.
Any questions? And this, just to clarify that, and I'm, this merely allows a payroll deduction.
Right. For our state. That's my understanding.
Okay.
And it's something that's already done for state employees. I imagine the reason it has been done before is because it's a state agency and state employees, and there's some double indemnity that they're worried about.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Brown. Go ahead, identify yourself.
Chair Barker, members of the committee.
Thank you.
For the record, my name is Paula Brown. I'm the Deputy Director at the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs, and I'm pleased to be here today to testify in support of House Bill 2630. And Chair Barker, you're absolutely correct. The purpose of this is to allow the payroll deduction. The Oregon Veterans Home is a 151-bed facility located in the Dalles. And what I'm going to do is just go over just some high points on here. I don't need to read the the testimony to you. Financial support for the operation and maintenance of the home comes primarily from the fees paid by residents, a grant payments from the federal VA, Medicare, and Medicaid payments. In 2003, the legislature authorized the receipt of general fund dollars, but to date the home has received no general fund dollars for operation or maintenance of the home. The department seeks donations through a number of ways. Some of those are listed here, such as the Veteran License Plate Program, Oregon Charitable Checkoff. Funds generated by these efforts are placed in the Oregon Veterans Home Trust Fund account, and passage of House Bill 2630 would provide another means of allowing donations, and it would give state employees a convenient means of donating dollars to the Oregon Veterans Home. I would respectfully request passage of this piece of legislation, and I thank you for the opportunity to testify, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Ms. Brown, do you have any idea, is there any projection about what kind of money this would bring in?
I don't.
Thank you. Are there any other questions from the committee?
Just a comment, Mr. Chair. I was Speaker of the Day in 2003 when we passed that bill allowing for general funds to go to a home, and Representative Nelson spoke for a half an hour on that bill while I was standing up there twiddling my thumbs. It was quite a day. It was a great bill, though. This is this one. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else wish to testify on this bill? We'll close the public hearing on House Bill 2630.
Concludes our business.
Okay. With no further business before the committee, we'll adjourn for the day.